Well, good morning. It is January 20th, 2022, and welcome to our daily Bible reading. Today, we are going to be reading through Genesis chapter 21, Matthew chapter 20, Nehemiah chapter 10, and Acts chapter 20. So let's get in the Word this morning. Genesis chapter 21 this morning. And the Lord visited Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. Then Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have been given children? Suck. For I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast in the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. And wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grieving in Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy bondwoman, in all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice. For in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is the seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and took bread and a bottle of water, and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. And she went and sat her down over against him a good way off, as it were a bow shot, for she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him, and lift up her voice, and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad. And the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven, and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the bottle with water, and gave the lad to drink. And God was with the lad, and he grew, and dwelt in the wilderness, and became an archer. Then he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass at the time that Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, spake unto Abraham, saying, God is with thee in all that thou doest. Now therefore swear unto me here by God that thou wilt not deal falsely with me, nor with my son, nor with my son's son, but according to the kindness that I have done unto thee, thou shalt do unto me, and to the land wherein thou hast sojourned. And Abraham said, I will swear. And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of the well of the water which Abimelech's servant had violently taken away. And Abimelech said, I wot not who hath done this thing, neither didst thou tell me, neither yet I heard of it, but today. And Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them unto Abimelech, and both of them made a covenant. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, what meaneth these 7 ewe lambs which thou hast set by themselves? And he said, for these 7 ewe lambs shalt thou take of my hand, that they may be a witness unto me that I have digged this well. And wherefore he called the place Beersheba, because there they swear, both of them. And thus they made a covenant at Beersheba. And then Abimelech rose, and Phicol, the chief captain of the host, and they returned into the land of the Philistines. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba, and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many, many days. That was Genesis chapter 21. Let's move on over to Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into the vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour, and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. And again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? And they said unto him, Because no man hath hired us. And he saith unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. And so when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his stewards, Call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more. And they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and the heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst thou not agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is, and go thy way, and I will give unto this last even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? And so the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few are chosen. And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples in the way, and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed into the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him. And the third day he shall rise again. Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshipping him and desiring a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, What wilt thou? And she saith unto him, Grant that these my two sons may sit, the one at thy right hand and the other on thy left in thy kingdom. But Jesus answered and said, Ye know not what ye ask. Are ye able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, We are able. Then he saith unto them, Ye shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of by my Father. And when the 10 heard it, they were moved with indignation against the two brethren. But Jesus called them unto him and said, You know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. And even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. And as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the way, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out unto him, Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David. And the multitude rebuked them, because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David. And Jesus stood still and called them and said, What wilt ye that I shall do unto thee? And they say unto him, Lord, that our eyes be open. And so Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. That was Matthew chapter 20. Let's move on over to the Old Testament, to Nehemiah chapter 10. Nehemiah chapter 10. I'm looking at this. Good morning from 35,000 feet from Chrissy. Good morning, sister. That's awesome. Anyway, I just looked up and saw that. That's amazing. Anyway, Nehemiah chapter 10. Now, those that sealed were Nehemiah, the Tirshatha, the son of Hakaliah and Zedekiah, Seraiah, Azariah, Jeremiah, Pasher, Amariah, Malachijah, Hattush, Shebaniah, Maluk, Harim, Meremoth, Obadiah, Daniel, Ginnathon, Peruk, Meshulam, Abijah, Majiman, Maziah, Bilgai, Shemaiah, and these were the priests, and the Levites, both Jeshua, the son of Azaniah, Benayu, of the sons of Henadad, Kadmiel, and their brethren, Shebaniah, Hodaniah, Keleta, Peleah, Hanan, Milcah, Rehob, Hashabiah, Zachar, Sherebiah, Shebaniah, Hodadiah, Bani, Benui, chief of the people, Parosh, Parath Moab, Elam, Zatu, Buni, Bani, Azgad, Babai, Adonijah, Bigvai, Adin, Atter, Hezekiah, Azar, Hodadiah, Hashum, Biziah, Harith, Anioth, Nebai, Magpayosh, Meshalum, Hezir, Meshabiabel, Zadok, Jedua, Pelitha, Hanan, Hananiah, Hoshea, Ananiah, Hashub, Haloshesh, Pelosha, Shobek, Rehum, Hashabina, Maseah, and Ahijah, Hanan, Anan, Maluk, Harim, Bana, and the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the porters, the singers of the Nethaim, and all that were separated themselves from the people of the lands unto the law of God, their wives, their sons, their daughters, everyone having knowledge and having understanding. They clave to their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse and into an oath to walk in God's laws, which was given by Moses, the servant of God, and to observe and to do all the commandments of the Lord our God, and his judgments and his statutes, and that we would not give our daughters unto the people of the land, nor take their daughters for our sons. And if the people of the land bring ware or any victuals on the Sabbath day to sell, that we would not buy it of them on the Sabbath or on the holy day, and that we would leave the seventh day and the exaction of every debt. And also we made an ordinance for us to charge ourselves yearly with the third part of a shekel for the service of the house of our God, for the showbread, and for the continual meat offering, and for the continual burnt offering on the Sabbaths of the new moon, for the set feasts, and for the holy things, and for the sin offering, to make an atonement for Israel, and for all the work of the house of our God. And we cast the lot among the priests and the Levites and the people for the wood offering, to bring it into the house of our God, after the houses of our fathers, at times appointed year by year, to burn upon the altar of the Lord our God, as it is written in law, and to bring the first fruits of our ground, and the first fruits of all the fruit of the trees year by year, unto the house of the Lord. Also the firstborn of our sons and of our cattle, as it is written in the law, and the firstlings of the herd and of our flocks, to bring to the house of our God, and to the priests that minister in the house of our God, and that we should bring the first fruits of our dough and our offering, and the fruit of all the manner of the trees, of wine and of oil, unto the priest, to the chamber of the house of our God, and the tithes of our ground unto the Levites, and to the same Levites might have the tithes of all the cities of our tillage. And the priest of the son of Aaron shall be with the Levites when the Levites take up tithes. And the Levites shall bring up the tithe of the tithes under the house of our God, to the chambers under the treasure house. For the children of Israel and the children of Levi shall bring the offering of corn, of the new wine, of the oil unto chambers, where are the vessels of the sanctuary, and the priests that minister, and the porters, and the singers. And we will not forsake the house of our God. That was Nehemiah chapter 10. Let's move on over to our final reading today in Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20 today. And after the uproar was ceased, Paul called unto him the disciples and embraced them and departed for to go into Macedonia. And when he had gone over those parts and had given them much exhortation, he came into Greece, and there abode 3 months. And when the Jews laid wait for him, and he was about to sail into Syria, he purposed to return through Macedonia. And there accompanied him into Asia Sopater of Berea, and of the Thessalonians Aristarchus, and Secundus, and Gaius of Derbe, and Timotheus, and of Asia Tychicus, and Trophimus. These going before tarried for us at Troas, and we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and came unto them to Troas in 5 days, where we abode 7 days. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together, and there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. And Paul went down and fell on him and embracing him and said, "Trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him." And when he therefore was come up again and had broken bread and eaten and talked a long while, even till the break of day, and so he departed. And they brought the young man alive and were not a little comforted. And we went before to the ship and sailed unto Assos, and there, intending to take in Paul, for so he had appointed, minding himself to go afoot, and when he met with us at Assos, we took him in, and came to Mytilene. And we sailed thence, and came the next day over against Chios, and the next day were arrived at Samos, and arrived at Trogyllium, and the next day we came to Miletus. For Paul had determined to sail by Ephesus, because he would not spend the time in Asia, for he hastened, if it were possible for him to be at Jerusalem the day of Pentecost. And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. And when they were come to him, he said unto him, "You know, from the first day that I came into Asia after that manner, I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility in mind and with many tears and temptations which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you, and have taught you publicly, and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit into Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and affliction abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that ye all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. And wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. For I am not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed thereunto for yourselves, and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseer, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. And also of your own selves shall arise men speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. And therefore watch, and remember, that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn every one, night and day, with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up, and to give you an inheritance among all of them which are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yea, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities, and to them that were with me. I have shown you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Then when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all, and they all wept sore, and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spake, that they should see his face no more. And they accompanied him unto the ship. Well, amen. That was our reading today for January 20th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. God bless you all. Let's close with a word of prayer this morning. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for another day that you have given unto us, Lord. I thank you so much for your word. I thank you so much for how it refreshes us. God, what a better way to start the day, Lord, than to be in your word, to read of all your faithfulness throughout time. And indeed, God, how that faithfulness will continue. God, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so, Lord, I just thank you so much, Lord, for the power of your word. Lord, I pray today that we would indeed do as the Apostle Paul quoted the Lord Jesus, Lord, that we would give. Lord, we understanding that it's better to give than to receive. Lord, as we have received the word of God today, Lord, may we bring the word of God to someone else today. Lord, I pray often that you would give us opportunity to share your gospel, to invite someone to church. Lord, to see to it that they understand the power of this gospel message and the joy and the peace, Lord, that come as a result. And so, Lord, give us that opportunity today. And Lord, may you bless it. But thank you so much, Lord. We give this day to you and we love you. And we're just so thankful. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, everybody. God bless. Have a great day. Bye now.